Leading the news, senior Liberal MPs are warning coalition colleagues they'll lose the election if they're not unified. The Prime Minister was yesterday forced to publicly back his Treasurer after a series of cabinet leaks suggested Joe Hockey should be sacked. The Assistant Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says the government is focused.
The Prime Minister's right, Peter Dutton's right, all my colleagues are saying that, you know, we have to stay united as a team. We've got the focus now on the Canning by-election on September the 19th. We have a very good candidate there in Andrew Hastie. That's our principal focus.
The Trade Unions Royal Commission resumes this morning less than 24 hours after Commissioner Dyson Heydon dismissed a union call for him to stand down. Justice Heydon rejected claims that accepting an invitation to speak at a Liberal Party fundraiser compromised his impartiality. Now it's unclear whether unions will appeal against that decision. A police officer has been killed and dozens injured during a protest outside the Ukrainian Parliament building in Kiev. Nationalists and riot police clashed as MPs voted to give greater autonomy to the rebel-held East. The government says more than 30 protesters have now been detained. And Thailand's police chief has given his officers a $100,000 reward for detaining a man who's been charged in connection to last month's Bangkok bomb attack. He says the money was handed over because there hadn't been any public tip-offs. Meantime, Thailand has issued arrest warrants for two more suspects believed to be linked to the attack.